Watching Lance and Rory Hough for Irish football news and nostalgia. Coming up, John O'Shea's first squad, hopefully his only squad as interim manager. Who do you want in? Who do you want out? Magic Mikey strikes again, and we have a look and see how our boys in green got on across the water. All this and more coming up on Lance and Rory Live. David Dunn here, joined by Martin Prendergast. And as always, if you like what you hear, love what you see, head over and hit that subscribe button, scan that QR code, and check out our socials. Check out our Facebook, Instagram, and our Twitter. And Martin, you're very welcome. We're 25 hours late. Probably have to take a little bit of responsibility for that one. 25 hours later than we were initially advertised. I suppose I will take responsibility for that one. I was quite unwell yesterday, and there you go. So, but thank you for your patience. As always, we are the voice of the fans. We want you to have your say, get involved, leave a comment, as we always do. We are Irish football's most interactive podcast, and we're trying to get even more interactive. I don't actually know how we're going to do that without actually stepping inside your home, but I don't think that's quite legal. Unless you're Bono, you know, dropping albums and people's... Well, I just want to make sure you're still awake, Martin. You know, I'm
20 seconds without a U2 reference. Oh, I can't believe it.
Actually, 1 minute and 50 seconds. But anyway, sorry, Martin, you're very good. I just make sure you're still awake over there.
I am. I know, I'm fine. No, I'm
how are you?
Very happy, you actually. Right? Yeah, I had a busy week last week. I was in Denmark. I was in the Dublin, the pub, Dave, where I met you the first time all those many moons ago. And I referred to that. We did share a moment. Yes. Yeah, I will actually post this on our social media, on Twitter and stuff, right? So I was in the Dubliner, and I never noticed this before. I had a photo in front of a stadium kind of image in the background, quite a nice little picture. And it says like the Dubliner, Copenhagen. And I realized when I looked at the match image in the background, it's the Berlin Stadium in Germany, and it's Croatia, Brazil at the World Cup. And it was a game I was actually at. And I thought that was quite cool.
Germany and Brazil?
Germany, the World Cup in Germany, Brazil, yeah. Croatia.
You were in that? You were in 2006?
I was at the game. Yeah. I was at that game, at that World Cup. Yeah. And then, so that's the photo. I had a photo in front of the background image is of, yeah, of the stadium, game I was actually at, which was it's quite random.
You're probably
a nice little trip in Copenhagen for a non-league European tie in the FedEx Cup. Enfield Town 4-1. Very enjoyable.
So you won the cup?
No, it's just a qualifier. It's one of the group games.
No, oh, so you qualified?
Really weird tournament. Still got two games to go, but in a very good position to qualify for the finals, which is over a whole weekend in Lake Como or something, is it? Lake in Italy?
Como?
Como, is it? Yeah.
I don't know.
It's over a weekend there. So, yeah, FC United, I think Lewis is another team in it. So, yeah, really enjoyable. Nice little, 24-hour trip. Very strange. I think I messaged you saying it was a bit strange being away and on a European match with... You know,
with your England,
some of your lot.
Did you get like a temptation to get, you know, one of those steel chairs and like just put it through someone's shop window or something?
It was a bit funny like that. But yeah, it was enjoyable. Nice. Yeah. It was really weird being back at the stadium. It was played next to the stadium, the one where we played.
Tally Parkin.
Yeah, that was it.
Great ground.
And I never noticed that this little stadium and this Astro is all next to that when I was there for the Ireland games. Shameful. On me, of course.
Very shameful. Well, there you go. I mean, Martin gets everywhere, doesn't he? I mean, I'm sure there's a picture of you on the grassy knoll in Texas in 1963 or whatever. So, yeah, wherever that was. But there you have it, folks. The question I want to ask you lovely followers out there, a roar faithful, is who do you want in the squad? Who do you want to see in the squad? Who do you not want to see in the squad? No, I don't want to see it. Martin's going to be heartbroken. But that's the question. Who do you want in the squad? Leave your comments. We will get to those eventually. We're going to have a little chat about Oibig in a second. The squad is announced Thursday at 1 p.m. And then I think we've got the under-21s at 3 p.m. on the same day where Nick's mate Jim announces his squad. And also, if you head over to greymachinepodcast.com, Nick has written a fantastic article about his predicted squad for Belgium and Switzerland. So head over there. We're going to probably touch on that a little bit when we get to the squad conversation. And I'm very happy to say, Martin, we had some good news today. Just confirmed, we will be live from Lansdowne Road. I will be adding to my lanyard collection. And that's really what's important here, Martin, is never mind the squad. It's adding to my lanyard collection. I'm going to be walking around like Mr. T. Fantastic. Although they're worth a lot more than his fake gold, whatever he was wearing back in the 80s. So there you are. We will be live for both games, pre-match, post-match, your reaction, voice of the fans, all that good stuff. See the comments coming in there, guys. Keep them coming in. I want to hear who do you want in the squad, who do you also not want in the squad. And we'll get to those. Martin, are you ready for a bit of Oi Big?
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I could see it. Yeah, I can see it on your face. Right. So no Nick. So unfortunately, you stuck with me and my dulcetones this week. But we're going to have a look and see how our boys in green got on across the water. Jamie McGrath got a goal and assist for Aberdeen in a 3-1 win over Kilmarnock in a Scottish Cup. Micah Johnson got two goals and one assist in a 4-1 win for West Brom over Huddersfield Town. Callum O'Dowda, God, got a goal. Martin, are you happy? Got a goal for Cardiff. How many goals is that? Is that his only goal he's ever scored for them in a 2-1 win over Ipswich Town? A bit of a shocker there, actually. And I think Leeds fans are quite happy there, Martin. The balloons released from your sitting room when the news came in that Callum O'Dowd had actually scored and not injured himself.
No, I actually had a lot of messages saying, like, he's the most popular man in Leeds. Yeah, it was interesting, wasn't it? Like, late goals in that game, very interesting to see. And, yeah, good finish. Like, fair play to him. I did say he always seems to, well, he's come back from injury, but he does seem to always kind of pop up with a goal or a key moment.
He does. Just
before a squad is due to be announced. So, yeah.
There you go, yeah. And then you don't hear from him again. Because that's all you get from him when he's in the squad. You don't hear anything from him. Sammy Smodic's got a goal for Blackburn Rovers in a 1-1 draw with Plymouth Argyle. That is his 27th goal? 26 goals this season. 26 goals this season. The man is on fire. Luke McNally got a goal for Stoke City in a 2-1 win over Preston North End. Jack Moylan got two goals for Lincoln City in a 5-1 win over Barnsley. Danny Mondrew also scored for Lincoln. And James McLean got a goal and assist for Wrexham in a 3-1 win over Morecambe. So I have to say, I mean, some of the attacking options there seem to be doing the job. They're on fantastic form here. Mikey Johnston, Martin, 6 goals in 9 games from West Bromwich Albion. He's been phenomenal. Some cracking goals as well coming in on the left. I mean, this is perfect, isn't it? I mean, John O'Shea, like, this guy's an old school winger. Not loved at Celtic. He was in Portugal last season. Went back. Brendan Rodgers didn't really fancy him. He's out on loan and actually seems like somebody who he could really do it right now because he's tearing it up in a championship.
Yeah, he's doing amazingly well, you know, and look, you mentioned as well James McLean there, who, let's remember, has retired. We are, you know, shouting out for, you know, we do need a left winger, more traditional, I would say, than McLean. You know, I think he's trickery in bucket loads, if I can get a word out.
Easy for you to say.
Amazing pace, and I think the balance he's going to offer with Ogbene, you know, your favourite player on the right, is it, what's his name? What's Ogbeni's first name?
Chidozie Ogbeni.
Oh, that's it. So you've got Mikey on the left, Chidozie on the right. Lovely balance. And I know we're going to come on and talk about the squad and stuff, but it's just all off. For me, it's all off Evan Ferguson. I think that's just going to offer.
Evan Ferguson
so much
hasn't.
More.
Is it 19 games I read that Evan Ferguson has gone without scoring?
Yeah, not worried about that at all.
No, you're not worried about a striker not scoring in 19 games.
No.
He's kind of important, man.
He's not been complaining every minute, has he? It's not 90 minutes every time in 19 games.
Battered by Rome, Jordan.
They're not in good form, even. Yeah, they've kind of fallen off a cliff a little bit, haven't they? But look, I think that was one of the failings of Kenny towards the end. He wasn't building that team around our prolific striker at the time.
Get out of his own half.
No, but yeah, I think you have to look at how do we get him more and more into the game of Ferguson, and it will ignite his club career, I think, giving him a bit of love now in this window. building it around him and telling him he's number one. I mean, Adam Eder is a worthy backup. Troy Parrott, perhaps, as well, come in contention. Obafemi. I mean, I know I'm going off on a bit of a tangent about what we're going to chat about soon, but
yeah, back to Michael Johnson.
It's the pace. It's the pace that he offers.
I think,
and that's what Ogbeni does as well, and he can finish as well.
I do think, though, for Evan Ferguson, this is perfect. This is what international football can do. It can be a tonic. It can be a tonic. Really, you know, get out of Brighton. Things have obviously gone a bit wrong. I'd imagine the form would affect morale. It's probably a little bit crap at the moment around at the Amex Stadium. Come out with the lads, some mates, you know, back home for a little bit. And if he gets a goal here, that would be like chicken soup with a sofa, this lad, wouldn't it? If he managed to score two top teams that were playing, Belgium and Switzerland. But if you get a goal there, go back, you know, feeling, get that bit of confidence. And hopefully, you know, I think that's something that John O'Shea really has to, he really, really has to alleviate, doesn't he? He has to get the arm around the shoulder of Evan Ferguson, get that confidence, get him feeling 10 foot tall again. I think one of the lads in the group was watching him during the week and or the game before the match in Rome, and nobody was passing to him. Mm. You know, that he's the focal point of the team. So that must be very, very bad. Also, we did have a debutant, actually, for Wolves. We had Mr. Nathan Fraser. We've got a graphic here. Took this right from the website there. Number 63. Born in 2005. He's 19 years of age. He plays for the under-19s. Republic of Ireland under-19s, and he made his debut in the Premier League. He was born in Wolverhampton, so if he's any use, get him capped quick, John. Throw him in there. But yeah, I don't think really there's anything more. I'm forgetting Callagher again. Fantastic. Brilliant save. Great game over the weekend. Yeah, that's kind of the normal reaction to anyone when they're watching Man United play, Martin. Fantastic game there, Quevin Callagher. He has to be starting in both these games.
I don't get this. Why? he's had a run of games. I just don't get the whole.
He's on form.
That's fine. He can be, but I don't know what the hate of not. Well, not the hate. It's too strong a word. But I just don't understand why is Gavin not number one anymore? He's done absolutely nothing wrong. And
Quevin Callagher's done better for him. Oh, they get one each. I know they will. Yeah,
yeah, they get.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's international football. You've got to give him.
He will get a game, but I don't think he's got to be our number one now. I just don't get that narrative at all. I don't get it. He's not been playing regularly enough. He's had how many games has he played?
Gavin Bazunu.
How many games has Kelleher played in the last month? Then right, he's played in the last month. That's all he's had.
Yeah,
he's had a run of games and he's playing well
in the world. He just played the best team in the world, and he looked like Alisson. He just looked like the regular number one. The lad is growing into the role. Bazunu, I'm surprised if Bazunu makes a squad. You know, probably done his back in, picking the ball up all the time out of the back of the net. You know, I'm looking at his ratings here. It was sent over to me by, what website is this?
LFC.com.
Not quite.
You'll never walk alone?
No. I think it's like Transfer Market, and I'm just looking here at his ratings, and he's been getting like 6.4, 5.1, 7.2, 7.4. There's an 8 in there. That's Gavin Bazunu. And then you see Quevin Callagher, and he's playing regularly. Oh, well, sorry, it's just a bit awkward the way it is. And here we are, 8.4, 7.1, 7.8, 7.5. You know, playing top teams like Chelsea, Man City. You know,
it's... No, I'm not knocking that. He's done very, very well, and he's showing what a great goalkeeper he is. And we've long lauded him as a top goalkeeper, and we wanted him to be playing week in, week out, and he hasn't been because he's chose to stay with Liverpool, and that's fine. And Lincoln now he's had an opportunity, and I like the fact that he's delivered on that. That's brilliant as well, because we do want our players to be playing. But I just don't understand that he's immediately number one, because I don't think Bazunu's actually done anything wrong. And I wouldn't actually worry too much about the club form for Southampton's form is dipped, but not necessarily Bazunu's. So, he's made some good saves at the time.
But if you're John O'Shea, right, you know, you have a very small window with these. You go with your form players, don't you? And you're going to tell me Gavin Bazunu's been in great form for Ireland?
Yeah, I know. It's John O'Shea's got a new like he knows who he's working with, doesn't he? He's going to pick one of each of them. We know he's going to do.
Oh, yeah.
At the same time, I don't think he'll send out the message to Bazunu. Bazunu will start the first game, because I think otherwise it does send a message that, why not? Still number one for me.
Yeah, I think he's just biased, to be honest with you. Great game of football, though. He did pull off a good save. He looked really well. Actually, Liverpool robbed. But, you know, that seems to be the case this season. Anyway, we're going to move it on there from Martin's bias. We're going to get on to the proper chat, what we're here for. And that is a preview of the squad. There he is there. Looking
Champions
all green.
Champions League winning John O'Shea. Just saying.
Champions League winning Quevin Kelleher.
Okay. Both Irish goalkeepers.
Well, he was kind of like Irish everything. The squad will be announced this Thursday from Abbottstown with the seniors coming at 1 p.m. and the under-21s will be at 3 p.m. Here is a quote from John O'Shea on the squad. Ultimately, the squad won't change too much because you want to keep that consistency. But hopefully there might be one or two fresh faces as well in the squad. So we'll see what happens over the next 10 to 14 days. Hopefully everybody stays fit and we can look forward to a good camp. So that, I see the comments coming in there, guys, and please keep them coming. We will get to them at the comment section. So who do you want to see? Who do you want to see in the squad? Who do you not want to see in the squad? Obviously, there's going to be a few obvious ones there. I see the call sit for Sammy Smonics, but, you know, a few curveballs. I've actually seen one or two curveballs in the comments. There's some really good suggestions. So keep those coming in. We will get to those later on. So, Martin, I think the name on everyone's lips, really, is Mr. Sammy Smonics. He's got 26 goals this season. John O'Shea had this to say about him. He is scoring lots of goals. He's obviously a very important player for Blackburn. He has to be in the squad now. I mean, if he gets into the squad and then he pulls out, I mean, that's really... Do you reckon that could be the end of his international career?
Not necessarily, because it's football. But I think it's, yeah, because there could be other factors why he's pulled out, obviously. I want to see him in it, to be honest. He's a goal scoring player for us and he qualifies. And I think, again, people forget and they read too much into this whole Hungary and him being able to play in the Euros and things. To be able to do that, they've got to change a lot of rules to be able to make him be eligible to change his nationality back. And to declare for Hungary, basically. So I can't see that happening in time. I think he's eligible for Ireland. He did make the decision to do so. I think there's a lot more to it why he didn't join up with Stephen Kenny's Ireland in the past. I think O'Shea would be mad not to call him up and put that kind of speculation to bed. But I do think you've got to remember these are two friendlies, and yes, he wants to see everybody make themselves available. But these players are also going to be looking at the end of their domestic season. Doing quite well, obviously. Blackburn, he's doing personally very well. He could have an injury, for example, Smonics, that he might need that international break. You don't know. He's had a lot of load on him, I would say. He could actually, the reason why he might not accept a call up in a sense could be, you know, he's definitely got to be a player on the radar of teams, isn't he? Transfer, he's got to be. Well, so that could be a reason why he might not actually to make himself available.
Well, I mean, Blackburn are absolutely dreadful at the moment. I think John Eustace, the manager, they're 18th at the moment in the league. 18th in the championship, and they're only 3 points from safety because, you know, the championship is absolutely mad. Nick actually made a very good point in the group. He reckons, do you reckon he could get a move somewhere? I mean, there was a guy called Victor Gyökeres. I'm probably butchering that name. He banged in 38 goals in 2 seasons for Coventry City and went to Sporting Lisbon. I mean, I know Sammy Smonics is 28. And by the way, yes, it is 27 goals, not 26. Sorry about that. I've just seen in the comments there. I thought, you know, I'm pretty sure it's 27 goals, not 26. I've got that wrong. I was not well putting the notes together last night. I wasn't up to doing a live when I thought, you know, I better do something useful. 27 goals, my apologies. But surely, like, a Premier League club or somebody could come in for him. Maybe like a newly promoted Premier League side. It won't be Blackburn, but, 27 goals. We're only in March. he's definitely, he should be playing in it, at least on a top end championship team.
Yeah, without doubt. He definitely qualifies for that kind of level. Whether it be a gamble for someone in the Premier League, I wouldn't think so, to be honest, unless the team goes up and then maybe thinks, oh, look, this guy's, let's give him a chance.
Yeah.
It probably is a big opportunity for him at the age of 28. Look, that's by no means over the hill. But I think he is a player, then, you know, he's going to have two or three moves left in him. And this is the peak of his kind of powers at the moment. So, you know, the profile's the highest it probably has ever been. He'd be mad not to take a call up, really, get capped in this window. Then he's an international player on the move, whatever way you want to look at it in football terms. So, yeah, done incredibly well. I like the mix of goals he kind of brings as well. And, you know, I think he's a good lad. We don't really know why he wasn't in previous squads. I said lots of speculation.
Well, born now, so he apparently cut me away from his mother to be, so or his child to be. So we'll see what happens. Another player who was at the beginning of his career, Jake O'Brien. Rumour that he's going to get a berth in the squad. 21 games for Lyon with 3 goals and 1 assist. Lyon are currently 10th in Ligue 1. They were in a lot of trouble, but that lad, and he seems to have a great, what I like about this guy, Jake O'Brien. Now, he has been suspended as well, but he's played consistently throughout Lyon. And when they were kind of down in the depths, really, of Ligue 1, he just has this sort of quality. He seems to be a leader, and he's only 20, what, he's 21, is he? Is he 21? No, sorry, he's 22. And he's like... From what I could tell, you know, he's always on, you know, he's kind of giving the rallying call and all that. You see him on Instagram, not Instagram, on Twitter. He just seems to have a real sort of like excellent leadership quality. I mean, Irish players do make great captains, to be fair. You look at a lot of our players, they do tend to be captains or vice captains of clubs. And surely he warrants a call up. I mean, he's doing the business in, well, I know Ligue 1 isn't what it used to be, but he's still doing the business there in the continent. He has to get in, surely, doesn't he? He's 22.
I think so. I think John O'Shea will look at him. You know, we're quite blessed in that position, centre-back, in a sense, but he name-checked him, which I think is important. Another one, obviously, Omar Bamadeli, I think, will be another one in the squad. You know, and you've got to just think, look, Shane Duffy, I know he came back as captain, didn't he, under Stephen Kenny? When we were thinking he was going to be one of the kind of casualties of that era. I think now the time perhaps is of him being phased out, unless John O'Shea goes with the kind of, you know, he has said, oh, we know the squad pretty much. There won't be too many surprises. Have that continuity. You do need leaders in the squad. It's going to be interesting to see the squad on Thursday, I think.
Will be. Obviously, Andrew Omobamadeli, cracking form from Nottingham Forest. Got a goal for them, didn't he? Doesn't matter what end it goes in, Martin.
No, it's like Ronnie Whelan, wasn't it? Years ago, Liverpool, Man United.
In the Stratford end,
Scored in both ends, didn't he?
Yeah, he was a Man United fan, wasn't he, growing up? And he always wanted to score in the Stratford end. And he just chipped Bruce Grobbelaar and he went, that'll do. The back pass. But, you know, obviously some names we're seeing here, like that have been on the periphery before. Andrew Bamadeli, easy for me to say. Forrest. Ebiseli, though, from Udinese. I think he has to really come in here. I'm actually reading a list from Nick's fantastic article here on greenmachinepodcast.com. He's also got Jake O'Brien. He reckons he'll get him in. Liam Scales, obviously. He's a bit of a stalwart now, isn't he, for Celtic? Not a sign of James McLean. Do you reckon James McLean will be... Maybe
finished over.
You reckon he is finished?
Yeah. Especially in Michael Johnson form a little bit, you know. I think we will move on a little bit. I think Robbie Brady, maybe the Man United link there and loyalty a little bit, maybe that, you know, to have a bit of experience coming in, but can't see what he's really going to offer now. So, you know, it's an opportunity for some of the younger players to come in, like Finn Azaz, I think, was someone I would certainly have in the squad. Whether O'Dowda gets in or not, Dave, I don't know. But, you know, coming back into form, you're not clearly not listening, Dave.
I am.
Do you reckon can O'Dowda be in a squad?
Oh, sorry.
You weren't listening.
Sorry. I was actually getting ready. My next question was ready. I was getting my next question about another player. Actually, funny enough, I had that question for you. Do you think can O'Dowda be in the squad? I bloody hope not.
No, you just, this is wrong. No. You're only just because.
No,
of
I hope not. Kind of... Why would you have Callum O'Dowd?
No, but you're taken against him just because of my not infatuation. No, because of my endearment to him and.
Oh.
Very unfairly, I think, because you did. If you're going to tell the story of when we watched the game and he didn't overlap, and that's what you need from Finger, that was what he's instructed to do. And I've often said about him, my frustration with Callum O'Dowd, his career with Ireland was he what he first brought to Ireland when he came through, right? Is a little bit like what Mikey Johnson does, right? You're fearless as a winger, right? And okay, he got some horrendous injuries as well, and it set him back on track and things, but then he just became too safe. And when wingers become too safe, they're not fun to watch anymore. They're not.
They become pointless.
They just they become that. That's very much what Martin O'Neill. Well, yeah, but he does offer a lot though because of that though. Because then if you want to set up as a system, coaching wise, right? Then he will do that safe thing. He won't have that unpredictability because you can just trust that he's going to do that. So because he's so regimented in a sense.
Okay,
whereas Mikey Johnson is someone becomes an impact sub in a sense because you're throwing him on when you're going for it and they don't know what they're going to face. And that's what we've seen from Mikey Johnson. So I think he just got that trusted role and was very safe in a system. And that's the negative when you have when you play under a manager like Martin O'Neill who won't let you be productive and
I'm just gonna fire back at you there because I'm not gonna let this turn into a Callum O'Dowd love in and it's one of the reasons why Stephen Kenny isn't Ireland manager anymore is because you're picking a guy as a wing back when you won't I think he refused to play Ryan Manning. It was for these two friendlies, wasn't it? It was Norway and Malta. We're going back to November, and he basically played him as a wing back. And he was dreadful. He's not a wing back. To be fair to Callum O'Dowd, he's not a wing back. So you're trying to play a system with wing backs, which means bombing on.
No, he played well in Malta. I think he hit a post.
Oh, did he? Malta against the World Leaders of Malta. Yeah,
but we know that's not a question of him. About the team. I'm not having it that you're just going on about it. When we had the conversation, when we actually sat in Lansdowne Road together, and I was saying, look, this is what I mean about the frustration of him. You even agreed with me. You did. And I was making
the point. You did agree with me.
Yeah, I did because you're safe. And that is obviously instructed. Then you lose that.
It's not instructed, though. I don't think it was instructed. What? So you mean to tell me that I want to play. Hold on. So you mean to tell me that the manager, right, is going to play a system at wing backs, which is an outlet, and he's going to say, by the way, don't run on, just play it inside.
Yeah, it was. But the other team stopped you doing that. But that's what I'm saying. He didn't take any risks. That's what I'm saying. So, he didn't take any risks. So that's a failing on him.
Exactly.
A lot of players do that. They play that safe ball all the time.
Athens as well? He was dreadful. He gave away the penalty.
He was awful in Athens. And the reason Athens...
should be nowhere near
that just showed you it was never going to be that position for him.
Listen, he's a player who offers nothing anymore. His legs are gone. Right, he's had terrible injuries. No, his legs are gone, right? Let's be honest, right? His legs are gone. We saw that. No, wait, don't give me... Oh, you played well against Malta. I could have played well against Malta, right?
I can't say his legs are gone. That's ridiculous.
His legs are gone.
You say that about, like, a seasoned pro. You don't say that about someone who's had injuries and say his legs are gone and he's not...
But his legs are gone because of injury.
That's not a... You can't... He's 28. He's the same age
and he's had injuries and he's had injuries.
And he's been converted to a left back from a winger and stuff for the team to play in the team. You can't have that. You can say the legs are gone of James McLean if they're gone, but you can't have that about 28.
James McLean can move better than Callum O'Dowd. Now you cut
You've
me off.
Not
you, no, 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 hold on a second. Hold on a second. I'm saying that his legs are gone because he has had injuries and he doesn't want to injure himself. And by the way, I get that.
Two games back.
I get that, right? That he doesn't want to injure himself. He's only back, whatever. But he played as a wing back. And I do not believe for one second that you say, you're going to be my wing back, but you're not going to run anywhere because that is utter shite. That is nonsense. Absolutely not. Even you as the Enfield Town coach wouldn't instruct your team to do that. I'm going to play system wing backs, but you're not going to move anywhere. Come on, I'm not having that, right? He couldn't move. He kept playing it inside. He offers nothing.
He played too safe, and he didn't get beyond the fullback. That's what you have to do, and that's where you.
He's a wide version of Jeff Hendrick, but he's just saying, listen. If it was Jeff Hendrick, right? Just because he's Callum O'Dowda, if it was Jeff Hendrick, you'd be saying the exact same thing. Jeff Hendrick does the same thing, too safe. He gets little touches up, you know, 2-inch passes. Oh, look at that. But, you know, he had the most touches. Yeah, because he's just passing them back and forth.
Safe.
I'm sorry, but that's the sort of player that needs to be out of the squad. And if it wasn't Callum O'Dowda, you'd be saying the same. If it was Jeff Hendrick, you'd be saying the same thing. If it was Harry Arthur, it'd be the same thing as well. Okay. I am having a go at Callum O'Dowda, but I'm not trying to get personal. I'm just trying to say that with all these injuries, right, with all these problems, I just don't think he's cut out for international football. He doesn't offer us anything. And I know that sounds nasty. I'm not trying to be nasty or mean, but he doesn't offer us anything. So you need someone like Mikey Johnson, who's brave, who's a bit of a firecracker. You don't know what he's going to do, because that's what a winger's supposed to be. Not cut inside and all this nonsense.
You rule players who get any injury out far too quickly. You did say it about Robbie Brady as well, another winger. You just hate left wingers.
Left wingers, more like it. Well, actually, funny enough, Nick, I mean, what is it with you lads and your players? See, this is why I am the voice of reason here on the podcast, because I don't really care who you are. I'll just say it as it is. But Callum O'Dowda over there, and Nick now is Robbie Brady. He reckons Robbie Brady. And this is what he says, actually. Yes, an obscure one, but Robbie Brady's experience, technical ability, and set piece delivery is still hard to match in what is a limited player pool. That is true, to be fair. Could be selected for those three key reasons, but reality has probably not done enough in recent times to warrant selection, but he still mentions them anyway. You lads are so biased. Do you know that? That's why you listen to me, folks. The knowledge. That's why you get the lanyards.
Yeah.
That's why you get the lanyards.
Not anymore. You've upset his mate now. He's a mate.
I haven't upset anybody at all. Listen, I mean, you know, I'm not
reverse him. You're trying to get a balanced view straight away in here now. You are. That is brilliant. You're clipping that, definitely, because that's shocking. That was, you had a little moment of panic.
Hold on a second.
You did. You had a moment of panic.
I am absolutely not going to. I just want to reiterate why I'm saying that. He has had injuries. He still offers nothing to the Irish team.
He won't be in his Ireland squad, but I would not say he'll be out of Ireland's future squads, because he needs a run of games now playing for Cardiff. And I love seeing him get the goal the other day. Could see him back after injuries. He has been incredibly unlucky with them, as has Robbie Brady. And you do want to see players returning after injuries. That's the fact of it. But yeah, I wouldn't say he has nothing to offer. I think he's... Yeah, I think he does.
I don't think.
But I think Mikey Johnson's gone above him in the pecking order, without doubt. And we've got players just coming through who are going to offer a bit more now, just because of the injuries. You've got to capitalise when you're in there and you keep the position.
As I'd say with any player, I hope I'm wrong with Callum O'Dowda. I hope he comes back and he shoves it down my throat and he scores a bang load. I don't care, but he's not going to do it. And that's why. Here's one. Here's a great selection. This is one I was reading with when you kind of caught me off guard. I normally tune out when you're speaking anyway, Martin. Finn Aziz or Finn Azaz.
I said to him a minute ago, but I'm brilliant. Go on.
Finn Azaz. What?
Finn Aziz, you just...
Finn Aziz. Right, okay.
Finner.
But yeah, Nick reckons as well that you can see him getting in. He does look like a quality player, and he is also second generation, so you might not want to take any chances with him. Get him into the senior squad. Here's what Nick writes on his article, which is on the greenmachinepodcast.com. Join Middlesbrough from Aston Villa via loan at Plymouth in January. Jesus, say that four times backwards. So he's only on loan at Middlesbrough. He hasn't signed permanently. But that's a hell of a step up, by the way, from Plymouth to Middlesbrough. And we'll hope the fourth team he is attached to this season is Ireland. Offers a much-needed creative outlet for John O'Shea, but despite his quality, is not guaranteed a place in the squad and may have to wait until the incoming manager is in place. I have watched him. He is very creative. He does... He is different to anything we have in the squad from what I've seen. And I must admit, what I've seen of him is very, very limited. Because, you know, there's only so many hours in a day. But Finazaz, Aziz, I'd like to see him. Why not? I think as well.
He's not on loan. He's signed full time there.
He has signed full time. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Without doubt, he'll be in the squad. And should I tell you why? Michael Carrick's manager of Borough, is he not?
He is. Yeah, done a very good job. Bad start. Shea,
straight away. That'll be it.
Yeah.
Done. So
done. All right.
I'm telling you, that will be one of the factors as well. You know, you can just say, is he ready for it? Yep. Okay, bring him in. And I think he is ready for it. He's a big lad as well. He's done well.
I'll tell you what, though. I think I'd love just to see a reaction. I'd love to see Harry Arter to get a recall. Mr. 40 grand a week. He's still on 40 grand a week in Nottingham Forest. Yeah. And they're probably going to get relegated over him as well. Did I mention Quiven Keller, actually? He's been linked. I think I got when you were, you know, you were trying to, you know, jump in front of a bullet for Gavin Bazunu. Gavin, I love you, Gavin. Give us a pair of gloves. Apparently, he's linked with Nottingham Forest or Celtic. Apparently, Forest stay up. Let's be honest, Kelleher, he needs to be playing in the Premier League. He's good enough for the Premier League, and he's shown that. Celtic, because Joe Hart's retiring at the end of the year or at the end of the season, but Nottingham Forest, if they stay up, what do you think of that?
Yeah, I'd like to see him get a full-time move where he's going to play week in, week out. So, but Forest is a bit of a weird one. I think a bit of a basket case club, to be honest. And Celtic, an awful lot of pressure with that. But he would be a fit for them because they will have, you would have thought, Champions League football, so, or European football, certainly. So he's got his vast experience of that as well. So, and he would be number one there, clearly. So, yeah, you know, you've got to get them right, though, these moves sometimes as goalkeepers. You know, you can go there and all of a sudden injury. And then if you've got a very good competitor against you as a goalkeeper, you can just end up playing second fiddle and then you're stuck there in a way.
Like, or if you get a weird manager like Arteta did with Aaron Ramsdale, where he's done nothing wrong, but he brings in the Brentford lad.
Yeah.
And then Aaron Ramsdale looks at Arteta sideways, oh, that's it, you're dropped.
And yeah, then, the Gea Henderson was another weird one, wasn't it? They brought him United and then...
Yeah. I'm doing a fantastic job with... what's the United goalkeeper's name?
Onana.
Onana, that's the one.
What's the name? Onana. What's the name?
Moving on. I think that's all. We're going to keep your comments coming in, by the way, about the squad. We will.
Just, I think the striker wise, we've got to talk about Obafemi a little bit.
With
Millwall. And Troy's been doing well, of course, as well. Adam Ida's been doing well. And Evan, all right, he's gone off the boil. But like I said, the point earlier, I think you have to consider that I think it was a massive failing of Kenny that he didn't get involved enough in our build up play. And if you do truly believe that, well, even Adam Ida, you don't get enough out of them. We have to get our centre forward as our main focal point in a sense. And then them two flying wingers off them. If you're going to play that way, you've got to get support up. But you've got to do more with the likes of Evan Ferguson with his talent. And hopefully it does prove a tonic that, you know, you'll bring him in and give him a bit of love and reassure him. You know, you're 19, but like your career's in front of you. If you now knuckle down, you know, they'll soon find out how he is behaving. I know there's been a little bit of speculation, Brighton, that maybe he's lacking focus and things. He's a 19-year-old kid at the end of the day, but, you know, with the world at his feet. So you would just hope that, you know, Ireland might knock a little bit of sense into him if there is any bit of that. We've had the situation with Aaron Connolly in the past. We do build up these strikers. They are our hopes, of course, the key people who score the goals. I'm hoping that he will come into the squad and he's shown a bit of love and arm around the shoulder.
I think as well, and you can bring. You know, and I think he has to play. Get a few minutes under his belt. Like, 290 minutes is possible. I mean, why not? I mean, he's not starting for Brighton. Get that bit of, if he gets a goal, goes in off his arse, brilliant. You know, that he'll go back. He'll do him the power of good. He'll go back feeling 10 feet taller back to the Amex. And Michael Obafemi, just reading here, Nick's article again, which is on thegreenmachinepodcast.com. We are changing that name very shortly. And actually, we are changing that name very shortly. I've said it every week, but we are getting there. He says about Michael Obafemi that, you know, he is on loan from Burnley. And he, you know, he's had injury problems as well, which is incredible. Like, he's only 23, Michael Obafemi, like, which is mad, the amount of injuries he's had. But John O'Shea did actually see him score against Blackburn Rovers last week for Millwall. Millwall are struggling as well. So may have come a bit too soon. It could be one of those, you're ready, but you need minutes. So you bring him in, or you know what, you're still recovering, stay there. I mean, he's only flying from Millwall, so it's what, City Airport? You know, it's not too far away, but you know, maybe bring him in or just to chat with the lads or whatever. Loads more comments coming in there, guys. Thank you very much. We will be doing a state of play. So the squad is announced on the this Thursday, 1 PM. It will be broadcast live, I'd imagine, on the YouTube channel. Not our YouTube channel, face on the FAI YouTube channel, but we will be doing a state of play. Martin and I will give our reaction. We won't be able to do a live because probably won't be till 10:30. Although to be fair, Martin, this is 10:30 and people seem to be interested. So you never know, we might.
Yeah, we might do.
I tell you, we're going to call an audible here. Will we do a live episode at 10:30?
Yes,
let's do it.
Breaking news, guys.
Yeah, we're gonna do a live episode at 10:30. We apologize for lateness, but we do have real jobs as well. If you call my one a real job, we will be live. State of play, squad reaction, whatever, and we're gonna talk. We want to get your view of the squad. So it'll be 10:30 this Thursday. Martin and I will be live on that. We want you guys to join us. We'll be live on Facebook and we'll be live on YouTube. So there you go. You're 10:30. I mean, wasn't expecting. I mean, I have to say, and thank you so much for the viewers out there. Loads of great interaction, loads of comments, and brilliant. This is what I love doing this every week. I was devastated I couldn't do it last night. But anyway, right. Keep those comments coming in. We will get to those in a minute. But first, we're going to have dip a little toe into the social media watch. I've chosen this here, Martin. It did make me chuckle about this is taken. I took it off Twitter and it is a screen. It was a photo taken in Windsor Park about beer being sold at Windsor Park at a game there, and a 4-pint deal. So here we are. So it's from Mo Ruddy. So here they are. They're selling Carlsberg for £6 a pint, which is ridiculous, or a Guinness pint for £6. But a 4-pint deal will get you, well, you can get 4 pints for £28. Yeah. Now, I'm not a mathematician, but I'd imagine that doesn't quite go in, does it? So there you go, cracking deal there. So Mo Ruddy says, a pint at Windsor Park, £6, 4-pint deal, only 28 though, absolute steal. Brilliant stuff there from Mo Ruddy. Jesus, £6 for a pint, Martin. It's not even a pint either, is it?
No, not there, it wouldn't be a bit. So,
I remember I went to see, I think England, India in the Oval. Probably get a bit of a stick here, cricket game. So in England, when he had Owen Morgan was playing, and I was during my drinking days, and I went with a mate of my dad's, and I always enjoyed watching cricket, so I just wanted to go to cricket. Oval's down the road from where I live, a couple of stops on the tube, and I remember I actually went there. It was like £5 a pint, and it was John Smith, and it was an actual proper pint, like a you know, an actual pint. It was quite nice. But yeah, £6 a pint or £28 for 4 doesn't really go in, does it?
No, I'll be down in Cheltenham on Wednesday. So if any of our listeners are there, try and find me in the 70,000 crowd and buy me a Guinness. I don't know how much it will be. Probably 7-8 quid a pint there, I suppose.
Yeah. Have you seen Martin? Just remember to turn him on to his stomach when you see him in the recovery position. Right, Martin, shall we get into it? Shall we get into the comments? Are you ready to go? Right,
yep, let's go.
Let's have at it. Let's see what the Roar Faithful have in store for us this late on a Monday evening. Dave McGuinness, evening, boys. How you doing, David? A regular here, someone who we've actually met as well down at the Clatter Ring when we've had a night down there. Have we got another night lined up?
No, we've got St. Patrick's Day Parade on Sunday in London, if anyone wants to meet us there. At
Fly over.
Hyde Park. We're on the parade in London. Yeah, it should be good.
Are you on the float?
No, we're not on the float. Walking.
You're walking it. Okay, fair enough. Paul Brown, on the YouTube channel, please, for the love of Jesus, select and start Sam Smodic. Yeah, just throw him on there. Just get him in there. 27 goals, not 26 goals. Neary Nurek, John Delaney's burner Twitter account has not tweeted once since it was exposed last week, though it has unfollowed all the Delaney parody accounts. I think the big one on that one, I was actually, when we were talking about that in the last one, I looked at, there was an interesting one about his Russian girlfriend, this person, or wife.
Yes.
And
Natalia or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. And it wasn't like done out of, you're a clone, you're this. It was like, oh, by the way. And it's always, you know, they always make a mistake, don't they? So, yeah. Kevin O, what is the name of the burner account? Can we remember what? Is it Treble 7?
Yeah. Jim, was it?
Was it Jim? Yes.
Ah, there you go.
There you go. Neary Nurek.
Jim 4-7s now.
4-7s. Check it out. It's brilliant. He's just having a go at everyone on there. It's absolutely phenomenal. James Byrne wants Jacob Bryan in the squad. We agree with you there, James. He deserves a 22. He's pulling up trees at Leon. Going through a tough spell, but you know what? He's been absolutely brilliant for them. Scoring goals, making assists. Fantastic. Adam Curtis on YouTube. I think this will be an interesting team selection because I feel... is O'Brien and Smolik should have a right to be called up. 100% agree. Kevin Delahunt, how you doing? Or Kenny Delahunt, sorry. Evening, lads. How you doing, Kenny? We hope you are enjoying the podcast here on Facebook or YouTube. Kevin O, I wonder how that Finland is doing in Spain. And Johansson, remember them? Yeah. Not very well, I imagine. and as well for Ryan Johansson, I think he was born in Luxembourg, but wanted to play for Ireland, and Sweden wanted him because he was at Bayern Munich. And then he went in and he declared for Ireland, but he's just kind of gone off the boil a little bit, hasn't he?
Yeah, it just shows you though, like some of these players who kind of, you know, speculation about them, and even our under 21s, you know, that step up to senior level is massive. You think of like how many caps under 21s Leo Connor got. And he doesn't get a look in now. And he made, like, you know, backup squads and things like that, was called up. And it just is. It's just another level to go up to. And it's quite demanding, I think, of players. We kind of forget that.
Yeah. It's amazing. Like, the amount of players we've had, like, potential. And just that step up from under 21s or 19s up to that. It's a huge gap. It is a massive gap. Joe wants to know. Joe, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2. Should have had him. Adam I to start one of the games in place of Ferguson? That's a great question, actually. I mean, it's kind of how you want to do it. I mean, is he going to play with one striker? Does he want to win the game? Or does he want a bit of maintenance and look after Evan Ferguson? I mean,
No, I think it's a worthy shout that I would actually give them a game each and go.
Yeah.
Bring them in and out, basically, as well. Like
start one.
In both games.
Yeah, start one.
They're going to learn a lot more about against two different defences, if you think about it like that. So. I think they'll be clever on how they use this squad.
No, fair enough. Jack in a Box over on YouTube. Ireland need to try and persuade Joe Bellingham to switch to Irish allegiance. I heard a little whisper that a while back Real Madrid were actually looking at him as well. Obviously, Jude Bellingham, well, he was doing really well in Real Madrid, but I think he's gone a bit dodgy.
Yeah, was he?
Well, yeah, he got sent off, didn't he? last game. You know what? Listen, with the player pool Ireland have, we need all the help we can get. Joe also, whilst we're at it, Dennis Kirkin. That's a shout. Dublin born. His family from, is it Albania, is it? But he plays for England. But he was actually born in Dublin. Let me have a look here. He's 21. And he's played for England from 2018, under 16s, all the way to the under 20s. He's played 70 games for Sunderland. And he's been there since 2021. It's a weird one, that, isn't it? Like, he could actually be the first Dublin-born player to play for England.
Yep.
But yeah, I think his family, I think they're from Albania, somewhere like that. I can't, you know, I'm not going to go and Google and try and find it. But that is a strange one. But yeah, get him involved. What has Bazunu done to deserve to be dropped as Dave McGuinness?
Yeah, simple. Well done, Dave.
You're going to regret that, saying that now, because I've seen the comments for the damn. Simple. He's not Queeven Gallagher. and he doesn't play for Liverpool. I mean, is this logic not obvious? No, I just think it's, you know, Queeven Gallagher has, listen, he stepped in for Alisson. He's done a fantastic job. He has done a fantastic job. He's playing in a much harder league. And, you know, are we not gonna reward a player for playing well? Absolutely. I think he, you know, nothing against Gavin Bazunu. He's a good lad, but yeah, Keller. Adam Curtis, will O'Shea play a two up top with Ferguson and Ida, or play a front three of Ferguson through the middle? Johnson and Agbeni on the wings with Smodix in the 10. That's an interesting one. Do you reckon he'll break the mold of Kenny? And because he was part of that back.
No, I think it would, I think it'll start with the one up top. I think I wouldn't think it was Smodix coming in as number 10. I don't think. I think he'll get time if he's called up, of course, because I think he will cap him. But yeah, I could see him coming, given that kind of important role straight away. Whereas I think Cousin Will might do a job there instead. Has been played there before.
Yes, he has. Stephen Ring. Bazunu will start one and Keller will start the other. I agree there, to be honest with you, Stephen. I like Keller, but I've seen him make more mistakes in green than Bazunu. Dave McGuinness. Dave, Keller is gone as soon as Alisson is fit, and come the June window, he won't be playing. What will the call be then, Dave? Oh, it'll be Bazunu then. I, just to go back to Stephen's point there, I didn't answer that because, you know, I saw the two comments. Yeah, fair enough. He has been rusty for Ireland, Gallagher, when he has played. But he's also fallen victim to scoring, you know, to conceding outside the box because of the press in midfield isn't strong enough. And that was a massive problem with the Stephen Kenny era. But yeah, he has been rusty because he hasn't had game time. And now he's had, you know, I think it'd be quite ironic where Kelleher has played for Ireland when he hasn't been playing for Liverpool, and now he's playing for Liverpool, he's not going to get a game for Ireland. I do agree. They will get one each. But yeah, and to answer David's his question there, that yeah, if he's back on the bench and he's not playing, then yeah, Bazunu. It's about form. It's all about form. International football is about form. You don't have him day in, day out. Kelleher is playing. He's playing brilliantly. He's been fantastic. He deserves, and he's playing at the highest level. And he is playing at the highest level now. He should be given a chance. Declan Finnegan. How are you doing, Declan? With the defence that Keller has in front of him, if they were doing their job correctly, Keller shouldn't have any saves to make. Very true.
Yeah, I was going to make that point myself, to be honest. And I can't read the comments tonight for some reason. It's not working. But yeah, I was going to make that point as well. You know, Bazunu is definitely the busier of the goalkeepers, I would think. And yeah, he's making saves. He's done very, very well. And they get a lot of high profile, like rave reviews, don't they? Kelleher's saves, because they're probably key moments and it's, you know, more people watching
it. Last line of defence.
Yeah, but no, you're seeing it like Liverpool more high profile, aren't they, than Southampton? You're going to see those saves more so in bigger games. And they'll be going, if that hadn't happened. And you saw how Gary Neville, you know, he eulogised about him, didn't he, in the cup you won or whatever it was?
Yeah, the Capital Cup. The Carabao Cup. Yeah, but he's been fantastic. It has to be said. Chris on YouTube, there's a few lads who don't want Keller as number one because he's at Liverpool and they're United fans, which is a bit pathetic, really. It is a bit pathetic, Martin, isn't it? That you don't want Keller because you're a Man United fan. Chris has called you out. Well done, Chris.
Well, he hasn't, because if you look back at our social media posts, I was the one who put up a photo quite quickly of Keller lifting the cup. And I wouldn't have done that if I was really anti-Liverpool.
No, you just hedged your bets, mate.
I would really want him to do well, and he was at Man United, and it's a bit gutted that, you know, United should have signed Kelleher as a young lad. They had the opportunity to do so, but it's not about that for me. But I just agree with Dave.
Brilliant comment, Chris.
That you I just don't see what Pazzini's done wrong. And I think it is, it's not the same goalkeepers. You don't just go, oh, he's playing, so we do it. It's a form player.
Why?
You just don't. You don't.
Why? It's form. They're not training week in, week out.
It doesn't matter. No.
He's on, you know.
Like I said, if he hadn't been injured, it wouldn't have been a debate, would it? If Alisson hadn't been injured, he would have been playing. And you'd be talking about one game that he played in the League Cup final because he played. And you'd be going on the back of that, you wouldn't be calling it for it. It's
exactly.
Just that he's playing now. Yeah, that's not
an
answer,
that's my point. I'm not shying away. I'm not shying away from it. If Kelleher wasn't playing, I'd probably say, yeah, okay, give him one just to, you know, keep him interested. And I'd be saying he needs
Why, though? Because he wouldn't have been playing. So why? He'd be rusty, wouldn't he? Well, why would you say it then?
That's why you give him a game. But they're both playing. Nah, all joking aside, I think with Kelleher, yeah, look, I mean, if Kelleher wasn't playing, and these were qualifiers. If these were qualifiers, right, I'd be absolutely saying Kelleher both games, because you have to pick the right team at the right time for the right games. Who are you going to pick? The lad is in form. He's playing at the highest level, the best league in the world, for one of the best teams in the world, and he is owning that position. You're going to play him in a qualifier, right, over the guy who, let's be honest, and I'm nothing against Gavin Mazzunu, but he's picking the ball up out of the back of the net, playing in the championship, playing in a lower league. If this was a qualifier, it'd be Kelleher for both games, hands down. And in the next window, if Kelleher isn't playing, and it was a qualifier, and Mazzunu is, then obviously you go with Mazzunu because he's the lad playing. You've seen Kelleher play for Ireland. There's a comment there saying that Kelleher turns into Karius for Ireland. Yes, because he doesn't play, because when he plays for Ireland, he's normally not playing regularly for Liverpool. And that's my point. So, yeah, I'm agreeing with everybody, but it's just a bias that you lads, you United fans, just can't get over, man. It's so sad. Joe, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2. I nearly played Gallagher both games just to put him in the shop window for anyone considering a bid.
He's in the shop window. He doesn't need to play for Ireland to be in the shop window. He's playing for Liverpool. It's a lot more higher profile.
True.
People know who Kelleher is because he plays for Liverpool. If he didn't, he wouldn't.
I go with Joe. You leave Joe alone. I go with Joe there.
Klopp doesn't even know who Bazunu is.
I mean, let's be honest. If you've got Kelleher there. Oh, by the way, why would he?
How arrogant is that as well? That's ridiculous.
Hold on a second. Who was it that Alex Ferguson signed back in the day when he had an option to sign Alan Kelly or Andy Gorman? Exactly. He went with Andy Gorman. Yeah,
he got two goalkeepers silence. For the price of one with Andy Gorman. Didn't he? Remember that?
I do, yeah. They used to shout and bless him. There's only two Andy Gorms.
He had to get extra large shorts as well. He's dead, is he? Did he pass away?
He did, yeah. Bless him. Yeah.
I like the story. Again, if you're on a sweepstake, what minute are we in? First mention of Roy Keane coming up when Roy Keane wouldn't shake his hand.
We should have a Lance and Roar bingo here, shouldn't we? Dave McGuinness, we'll get through loads of comments here tonight. Fantastic. Keep them coming in until we get to the end. We all want Gallagher to be doing well, but this spell will end. Alice will play all the league and Champions League games next season. If Poole don't have a League Cup run next season, he will play 3 to 4 games. We need our keeper to be playing, not just filling in for injuries here and there. No, I agree with that. I agree. I'm actually agreeing with everybody. He needs to move. He absolutely needs to move. Now, you never know. Alisson might turn around and say, well, Klopp's going, I'm going. And then the next manager, we don't know who the next Liverpool manager is going to be. Probably not Xavi Alonso, but it sounds of it. I think he's taking over Munich. But yeah, he has to be playing in the Premier League. I don't want Kelleher playing Scotland. Do not want it. I do not want playing in a championship. He's good enough for the Premier League, and he is good enough for the Premier League. I think both goalkeepers together, Kelleher is actually a better goalkeeper than Mazzunu. There you go. Bombshell. David Guinness, looking forward to the squad. Me too. We're going to be live 10:30. We are going to be live for that. We're going to have a reaction Thursday, 1 p.m. is when it's announced. And then that night, we're going to go live. And we want to hear your reaction for the squad. Stephen Ring, if he goes with a back five, surely has to be Scales, Amabamadeli, and Jake O'Brien. Who's the other five, though, in that? Or who's the other one in that five? Sorry, who's the other one in that five? Dave McGuinness, amazed about the amount of people who don't want Smilex. Now, that's the first thing we're going to agree about tonight, David. I do agree there. Some of the lads, I just think it's people that don't know their homework or don't know their homework, haven't done their homework. Yet again, international football is about form. You got a guy banging at 27 goals, as he rightly says there. And yes, I got it wrong. 27 goals in a championship. Listen, it's not the Premier League, but the championship is still a bloody hard league. This guy, we need him. We need him right now. He's only 28. Grid One over on YouTube. O'Brien, Azaz, and Smolik need to be called up without a doubt. Also, Danny McNamara deserves a call up. Plays regularly for Millwall, being let down a few times by Kenny. I mean, Millwall are struggling in the championship. That's one, isn't it? Martin, just quickly on that one. Danny McNamara, even when he was in great form, even when he was in great form, he wasn't getting the look in, was he?
No, it wasn't. No, that's what I'm saying. We do have talent there. That's something that you have to look at.
Right, people. Right back.
People are going to be looking now at an opportunity for them and thinking, I didn't get a go on the Kenny, and this is something now for me to kind of kickstart international career. So, yeah, it's exciting.
Mm. Joe says, with me, I think my comment about Sammy Smolik, you know, if he doesn't show up for this, is his career done? Regardless, if he or anyone pulls out or doesn't perform, it'll be a clean slate again with new manager in Jim. Fair. Joe talks a lot of sense, actually. I was going to say, is that your Burner account? But don't think it is, Martin. Chris, Smolik should and will be in the squad. O'Shea said as much. O'Brien should be in on merit with possibly Azaz. Don't think anyone else should be in at the expense of others, friendlies or not. Do you know what? I think they could be the three, Chris, because he did say, didn't he, John O'Shea, that I'm not going to change it too much, but he definitely gets Smolik in there straight away. That's just maintenance. That's just proper maintenance for the next manager, if anything. Declan Finnegan, will any of the under-21 squad be drafted into the senior squad for the Swiss game after they come back from San Marino? I reckon so. Injuries. Not sure who now. Nick could be the man to answer that one. But obviously, yeah, I'd imagine any sort of injuries come in, they'll get him in. Which I think is right too, isn't it? I suppose he will actually mention on Thursday, Martin, won't he? If there's a... Or do you think... Because Kenny was quite transparent with that. He used to say he was on the standby list. Mm. But not all managers disclose that. Do you reckon...
No, they don't. But then it's an opportunity for some of them younger players. You know, like Sinclair Armstrong got called up before, didn't he? I suppose it would be dependent on some of the... Well, it's going to be dependent where the injuries are. If you need to, who you're thinking, what's it more beneficial for them to do? Is it, you know, they're a bit fast-tracked within the senior than from the under-21s. You know, like I said, Sinclair Armstrong came up before for France game. So, yeah, he'd be one, I think, possibly on the radar. It depends on the fitness of, like, Troy Parrott, Ida, Robinson, Obafemi, of course.
Maybe not. Graham Farrell. I think this is Graham's. Is this your first comment of the night? I probably have missed. I do apologise. Good man, Graham. Haven't had him on for a bit. I hope he's well. If Ipswich go up, I could see them taking him. I think that's about Quaithing Kelleher. I think with Kelleher, he's one of those. He'll probably have a year or two at a kind of a mid to bottom club in the Premier League, and then he'll go to a mid to top club. It's kind of how it happens. And you earn your stripes as a regular Premier League goalkeeper. Stephen Ring, I'm very worried about midfield. Out of Knight, Cullen, Malumbi, only Knight is playing regularly. Does John call up Joe Hodge from the under-21s considering they're playing San Marino? That's a great question.
Possibly. I mean, look, this is the problem area, the midfield. You know, you could probably, I think it's probably coming a little bit too early, but Boston Lowell's been doing very, very well. He's going to be a player in a few years, especially. So he's one I'd actually think will be with the under-21s, of course. But yeah, it's just a problem area, isn't it? And I'm very worried as well, Stephen.
Yeah, especially your pal. I mean, do you know what? I'll joke aside. I mean, Colin, I knew that was going to happen. Burnley absolutely plummeting back towards the championship from where they came. I think Malumbi has been a disappointment for me. To be honest with you, hasn't really kicked on. I saw a future on a captain there, aggressive, can play a bit flary at times and flare up at times. But yeah, being disappointed there. Jason Knight, obviously, fabulous player. Really should be playing Bristol, isn't he? He should be playing at a higher rate. But hopefully he'll get a move anyway in the summer. But Jason Knight, he is a real shining light for that midfield. Stephen Ring, when I see Adele scored the weekend, I knew Martin would bring him up. Oh my God, like he just, anything he does, flushes the toilet. Oh, did you see what Adele did? Anything, Jesus. You want to see him in the WhatsApp group, Stephen, fuck, you know. Grid one. Keep Hendrick, Robinson, Hurahan, and Adouda as far away from that squad as possible. Good man, Grid. Or fair play to Grid One. You see? See?
I Robinson's a bit harsh now. All right, he's been a very inconsistent stuff, but like, you know, this is a guy who scored a hat trick not so long ago and everyone was raving about him. So, he's very inconsistent, but like, he would have been the first name on a team sheet under Stephen Kenny at some stage. And okay, people go, oh, Stephen Kenny, but still, at the same time, he did that. And we were hoping he was going to kick on and do well. It just hasn't worked out for him. It never seems to work out for him, doesn't it, no. Robinson?
I still have him in around the squad, maybe as a backup option, because he does seem to find an net for Ireland. Like he's just one of those, a bit like an Alan Brown. He just seems to get the important goals. Declan Finnegan, if Adele's legs were gone, he wouldn't be playing in a championship.
Exactly. Thank you, Dec.
But he's not. He's not playing in a championship, is he?
He's just come back from injury.
Exactly. He's just come back from injury, yeah.
He had a really, really bad injury.
Exactly. That's my point.
So he's coming back. And he already is back in there scoring.
So,
when you see what Cardiff fans are saying about him, they're like, he's back, saying that's brilliant. He's back.
So here's the world of Carlin Martin Prendergast, right? His legs aren't gone. He's had horrific injuries. And he is playing in the championship because he's just come back from an injury. What's the common denominator there? Just saying. Silence from Martin over there. I have a feeling I'm going to be getting a kick in the bollocks next time Martin sees me. That's a Callum. Right, moving on. Chris, and yet again, here we go. The roar faithful have spoken. You might want to close your ears for this one, Martin. There's a few of these coming. I doubt it shouldn't be anywhere near a squad. O'Shea, the next manager, will also have that opinion. I'd be surprised if a doubt is near any future squad. He offers nothing. Just want to read that part there again, Martin, just in case you missed it. I'd be surprised if Adele is near any future squad. He offers nothing. David, do you want to respond to that, Martin, or are you?
No, I just
more coming.
I would just make the point. I think we can all obviously have opinions on players and stuff. I'm making the point that people are coming back from injury, and that's why. And I think probably a bit unfairly judged on the back of, let's be honest, of. A poor management structure at the time being asked to do something.
But No, I'm not.
What I'm saying is, I don't think we need to get too personal.
No, it's not personal.
Well,
no, it's his football ability. I'm sure he's a lovely man.
Okay, that's fine. No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, even like Hurahan, Hendrick and stuff,
they should be nowhere near the squad.
We know they're finished now, but still, yeah. Let's remember they had good days in Irish shirts, is what I would say.
Yes, Crossbar 8 years ago for one of them.
Yeah.
Dave McGuinness, Adele is very average. He's not the future.
I know. I agree. He's not the future, but I feel a bit unlucky with it. Like Michael Johnson, as I was saying, is going to. Above now, Benny, all them players have come through after, and with wingers, everyone knows if you ever played football at any level, if you're not having an impact on the game as a winger, you're the first one dragged, basically.
Yeah. Grid one, keep Doherty away while they're at it. Brutal. Forgot about him, actually. Doherty.
Do you think Seamus Coleman will be in the squad? I do. And while you're still contemplating that really difficult question, did you see the... Everton shirt they brought out to commemorate
with the Shamrocks. Very nice. You're going to get one, Martin, are you?
I might and put it away.
Yeah, Beijing.
I'd never wear it. I'd put it away and then, you know, as part of the collection and in years to come, because a lot of people do that apparently, and that's why they bring out them limited edition Ireland shirts. Our friend did many years ago.
Yeah, your pal. He had a go with him as well. Dave Burner or the Burner, whatever the name is. Yeah, you had to go with him. Something about it was really nasty.
The Liquidator, I know about that.
That was it.
Yeah, that was all. I really did like that.
Oh, you bad man. Karma's a hell of a thing. Dave McGuinness, I agree with Dave. Here, you're spot on. See, and David and I are, you know, we rarely agree on anything, but I agree with Dave here. You're spot on. He's bang average. He never came through on his potential. You're bang on, Dave. We've better options in the under 21s than a doubt. And yet again, I just want to look, it's not personal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not personal against Conor McDowell here, but we have to call it as it is. As an Irish player, unless he comes back and he does brilliantly, fair play to him. Same with Robbie Brady. But when he's played, I think he's got to that stage. He's had horrific injuries. He's done brilliantly to come back from them, because I think he had two of them that were career threatening, weren't they?
Mm.
So to come back from those and to still be playing the championship and, you know, contributing nothing. We're having a bit of crack here, but to contribute to be contributing something for Cardiff and Bristol before that. But at the end of the day, he's moved from Bristol to Cardiff. Do you know what I mean? Just down the road.
I think he did well there. And I don't want to make it just about the Callum O'Dowd shot. But like, again, if Obafemi's another one like that, who just gets these injuries, they get a run of games.
Hmm.
And in danger of that, just some footballers just cannot cope with the physicality and demands of professional football. Their bodies just break down with it.
When you're battling these injuries and you're coming back, there's very little room for progression. You're more just damage limitation. Yet again, not having a go with Callum O'Dowd. You know, I never made it as a bloody professional footballer, but just, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe it's time to move on. Time to move on. We tried him as a wing back. It didn't work. He's not suited to the role, and we've better options. Maybe, you know, standby list or whatever. And if he starts banging in goals for Cardiff, absolutely get him in and play him in the position. And you are right, because Stephen Kenny played him in a wing back position, which was insane to do because he couldn't do it. And that was it. He was put in a position he could not perform
in. When he was
in.
Pinned back, that's the thing. In a game, the Greek game, he was pinned back. He was basically
the whole team were pinned back,
and that's when he got exposed. Yeah, massively.
Well, yeah, because he's not a wing back, and that was Stephen Kenny's fault. He should have been nowhere near there. And I said at the time he should have been nowhere near that position because he's not a wing back. And when you're playing a team like Greece in Greece, and the atmosphere there was quite hot. Actually, it was, even though it was bloody half empty, but it was still a hell of an atmosphere. We got badly exposed. Anyway, we'll move it on. Adam Curtis, wonder what will be the formation, 3-5-2 or 4-3-3? Think for these two friendly games, 4-3-3 will best suit. But when we start playing the lower rank, we should sacrifice the defender and play 2 and go for it. Yeah, not too sure what he's going to go with. I've noticed on Martin very quickly on this that, you know, the talk around formations and styles of play has changed a lot with Mr. Mark Canham, our director of football, our technical director. You know, before it was like we had to play 4-3-3, and then it's like, well, actually, no, just get the results, you know. And he joked then, didn't he? 4-2-2, hit it over. That's what he said.
Yeah. Long ball,
yeah.
It still works.
Yeah, in the right parts. Yeah. Kyle Kane, will Ferguson start both friendlies? Maybe just one. Played very little with Brighton lately. Graham Farrell, no, Finn Azaz was bought from Villa from Middlesbrough for £2.5 million. It's a permanent deal. A lot of comments coming in there saying, yeah, actually, he was permanently signed from Joe. And Keanu says, Keanu 720, how are you doing, Keanu? Azaz should definitely be called up, needs to be in the squad. Chris also then comments that Finn Azaz was bought permanently. And Stephen Ring says about, well, probably about Nick's article here, which is on greenmachinepodcast.com. For the moment, Finn Azaz is a great shout, definitely deserves a call-up. Keanu, 720, have you spoken on Nathan Fraser? I mean, he started there in the Prem. He's another one that could get away. He's played for Wolves and he's born in Wolverhampton. I feel he needs to be called in if he starts getting some more games. We did indeed, Keanu, as at the beginning, we talk about it on OiBig. Grid one again. That McAteer lad from Leicester is a good shout. Also, he supposedly wants to declare for us. That's gone very quiet, that hasn't it? That kind of maybe that's for the new manager.
Yeah, that was one where it was a bit, oh, we've got some. It was a bit like a desperation plea from Kenny that we've got players who still want to play for us and we're excited to play for. And
yeah,
we've still got that kind of excitement to come. But yeah, it didn't come to anything.
No. No, it didn't. Hopefully, though, he does look a player. You know, from his stats, he was banging goals in there. Very young. I think he's like 21. Graham Farrell, big queeve, has to stay with us. He's been outstanding for us when Alisson has been out. Good to hear from you, Graham. Jim Bear, how you doing, Jim? Hi, lads. What do you think of Boston Lowell? I think the right manager, he might develop into a good defensive midfielder. You mentioned him earlier, Martin, didn't you?
I did, yeah. And I'll name drop here Mark O'Toole, who is one of the people within the FAI who's charged with finding players who are eligible for Ireland and especially in England. Really good lad. Been at a Risk London event actually with us, and I've met him at Ireland games after games. You'll often see him in the kind of background, the under 21s, under 19s, because he's so involved with these players coming through, just checking they're all okay. A bit of an older gentleman as well, I'm sure he won't mind me saying. But I said to him, who do you think coming through is the one that we got to keep an eye on? He said Boston Lowell. He said he's incredible. So he's a big physical lad. He's only going to get better. He's at Fleetwood at the moment, doing really, really well. So yeah, he's one that we've just got to keep an eye on. He's banging in the goals as well.
And we need it. We need a defensive midfielder. We thought Gavin Kilkenny was going to be the boy for that at Bournemouth, and then he's kind of gone off the radar a bit as well. Chris doubles down on Jim and his comment about Boston Lowell. Lowell is practically ruined at Celtic with the constantly trying to play him as a defender. He's clearly a midfielder and starting to show that now. Yeah, definitely one to watch there. Johnny Craig, how you doing, Johnny? Ferguson, still just a prospect, has shown flashes of brilliance, but injury prone and still a child. I presume when you say that, not acting like a child, but he is just a kid. He is 19 years of age. What were you doing when you were 19? I was getting pissed in Coco's club down off the road down to Talla, just off the Nice Road when you go down towards Talla. God, that was a dub. Joe, bit off tangent, but anyone know why has Luke O'Connell not been picked for the under-21s the last few years? I know he's 22, but has Defo eligible last year when he made the League One team this season? I just don't think he's been playing at a high enough standard, has he? League One, he was playing for Queen of the South as well, wasn't he? Or Queens, was it Queen of the South or Queen's Park? Martin?
Don't know.
You know, you're not listening to me, no? He's currently playing for Barnsley.
You're highly rated. We get carried away, and people are mentioning lots of names here this evening who are speculative for Ireland's call-ups and things, even saying, like, you know, Fraser, for example, the lad now just playing for Wolves. You know, they've got to be very careful with fast-tracking some of these. Are they the right fit for us? Also, you know, the temptation is trying to drag them in and bring them into Ireland to try and sell it. I don't think we will go down that route. So I think we've just got to be a bit patient.
Well, I'm just gonna actually shed a bit of light here. I'm on transfermarket.co.uk and it goes up to his last game. He's playing for Barnsley in League One. No goals, no assists so far this season at all. He's played 17 times. Doesn't really play 90 minutes. Bit of a mixed bag. It's kind of sad, but I think he's going to be one of those. I hope I'm wrong. That's just going to kind of fall to the wayside. I'll come with Graham Farrell. I'll get to that in a second. I remember Luke O'Connell was actually on the cusp of, when he was playing for Celtic, and he was on the cusp of playing for Ireland under Mick. He hinted he was going to bring him up for the Gibraltar game back in 2019, because he was banging in goals for the youth team. So it's a shame, but hopefully he turns the nose up or pulls the nose up. Chris, but Lowell shouldn't be in this squad. Should be with the under-21s in that midfield role. Absolutely.
I agree. Yeah.
And we'll keep an eye on him. Thursday, 3 p.m. under-21 squad. Jim Bear, I agree, Chris. Lowell, not ready for seniors yet, but wanted to know what is his upside. And I like that. The community there, the Roar Faithful, having a chat. Graham then points at me. He goes, Matt's clearly not a strong point in Orange Central. Auburn. Looking grey.
he's on about the thing. The pint.
Oh, I thought he was on about my hair. Sorry.
No. Jesus. Yes. I'll pick up the jokes here, everybody.
Piss off. Yes, that's what he's on about there. Yeah, sorry.
Winter Park. The Winter Park mathematician.
I thought he was having a go at me about not being
able to. It's not all about you, you narcissist. And can I just look, we've Ireland, in all seriousness, Dave does not work for the FAI. Please don't contact them for tickets. And you know,
yeah, no, right. no, don't contact me for tickets. Contact Martin for tickets, he'll sort you out.
My burner account,
yeah. If you're looking for tickets and you're short, just look for the shady fella, with the suitcase and the Cockney accent. That's Martin, he'll be outside. And cash only, right? Cash
just to focus on tickets for a minute. I thought it was very disappointing in England, Ireland's women match has been set for Carra Road.
I saw, yeah.
Very disappointing because, yeah.
There's no way, like, I mean, there's Irish everywhere, but how
it's awkward to get to, is everything, like, you know, to Norwich.
Yeah, Partridge Central. Now, yeah. The game at home is in Aviva, which is the right call to make, but why wouldn't you put that in Birmingham, put it in St. Andrews, or put it in or Villa Park or somewhere like that, or London? Like, put it in... You know, it's like put it in London.
Brentford Stadium. Brentford could have hosted it. You know, that kind of thing. You know,
40,000 easily.
Yeah, like, it's just mad to do that. And you know, their household names, a lot of the obviously the English girls are, but the Irish girls are playing in the women's league in England.
I would have gone to that.
It's ridiculous. It's a shame now.
To get to Norwich from London is awkward. You got to drive to it. Like, I mean, the trains, God knows what'll happen there. But yeah, really poor by the FA. Anyway, we're gonna crack on with these last few comments here. Keanu 720, aren't Fleetwood about to be relegated, so his chances will be worse unless he moves then.
Well, it's not a permanent move though, is it? That's the thing. Like yeah. He's learning his craft there. And that you're struggling, and if you're playing well in a relegation threatened team, you're playing with players who are fighting for their mortgages and stuff, you're seeing real football at that level. So it sounds very cliche, but it's a fact. And he can then go back, but he'll see what it means. I remember David Beckham when he was at Preston,
yeah, saying,
with Moyes and Kilban, I think might have been there at the same time, I'm not sure.
And
but it's just that they were coming through, and they were, when you join that dressing room where you're playing with lads who are fighting for their mortgages and bonuses and stuff to have the lifestyle they want, it's a totally different game of football. So you're in
100%. No, absolutely. Builds character. Grid one, Sam Curtis, formerly a Pats, now a Sheffield United, could be a good choice too. Heard a lot of good stuff about Sam Curtis. I haven't seen enough of him, only so many hours in a day, but I've heard that he is going to be a star. So another one's probably too soon for him, but Sam Curtis at Sheffield United, although they'll be in the championship next season because they are rubbish. Declan Finnegan, Cheltenham keeping the Guinness at 7.50 a pint this year.
Yeah, just can we put a link up maybe, Dave, on one of our socials to like how you can revolute. Can money be revoluted to me? To fund my... given page is what I'm hinting at. 750 plastic cup. That's not too bad.
If you see Martin yet again, throw him a pint. And
don't throw it at me.
Don't throw it at him. They'll probably do that to me. Callum O'Dowd probably will. And make sure to put him on his stomach when you see him.
Yeah, for the goodness.
And New York, did I hear correctly that as well as a squad announcement, there will be a new Castori kit launched too for Ireland? I haven't, but that would make perfect sense.
I have not heard that, and I don't think it would make perfect sense. I think they should wait for the new manager, which is only a month away, and then wait.
He is a new manager.
Actually, I'm going to retract what I said. It makes absolute perfect sense to do it now. Do you know why they should do it now?
Why?
Bring out kits in Ireland and everyone be positive, because otherwise they will be waiting for June, which will be in line with the Euros when kids are going to start buying Germany and other countries.
England.
So get our ones out now. I've always said that the launch should be around this time of year, especially when you're going into a
new season,
tournament year, and have Irish kids getting those shirts rather than wearing Mbappe and players like that.
There you go. Graham Farrell, Connor Masterson, sorry, it was another one. People thought he was the next big thing with the under-21s, and then he's down in League 2 now, isn't he? Mm. Yeah, thereabouts. Ray McNamara, Dennis Kirkus' parents are Latvian. That's the one. Sorry, I was thinking Albanian for whatever reason. Sorry, I was just a bit lazy. Could have gone on Google. But you see, that's the raw faithful out there. They do the work for us.
You normally do. Now you're Eastern Europeans as well, Dave.
I do. I am, you know, I've... I'm quite a lover of the knowledge of the European, you know, the lowlands and all those places. I haven't been to the lowlands. Not with that. Well, I have been to lowlands anyway. That's a whole different podcast. Yeah, and a few more commas coming in there that Kirkwood's parents are from Latvia. Chris, if you're going to argue that Keller has a better defense in front of him, he's also facing a much higher caliber of strikers than Bazunu is. Chris,
yeah, hang on now. Hang on. Sammy Schmodics is in the championship, isn't he?
Yeah.
And we're talking about him scoring loads of goals. So
we're talking how many of those came against Southampton?
I'm jesting, of course.
Yes. Graham Farrell, whatever cup you've won, the same one you've won last year, salty or what?
I'm so glad you noticed that. I was actually going to say, Graham, I was going to go, Mickey Mouse thing or whatever, and then I was going to go, no, Man United won it last year. But well spotted, Graham, I like that.
Graham's on the ball. Good
you
to
know
have you
us
back.
So well. You know us so well.
He does. Good to have him back.
Can't hopefully even get that past anyone. I did delay that deliberately. So I'm glad
sure he did. Beep, beep, beep. Stephen Ring, as a United fan, when Bazunu was still on the contract at Man City at Portsmouth, he was still my choice as Ireland number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it's Liverpool, isn't it? It's a bit different. Till Kamhan, would it be in Keller's best interest to leave in the summer? If so, who would sign him? Yes, it would. Absolutely. Look, that's Liverpool aren't going to keep him. He's too good for the bench. Celtic, he's been rumoured with... linked with Celtic and Nottingham Forest if Forest stay up. Graham Farrell asks, which Andy Corum did they sign? Man United. Not the very good one, bless him. Joe again, who of our current conveyor belt of centre-backs do you think is best suited to adopt a playing central midfield a la Paul McGrath when our defence was overflowing with Moran, McCarthy, O'Leary, etc.? I think it's Collins, isn't it?
Collins, yeah. I'm Abamadzeli, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah,
I like the stepping out though. I mean, Kenny made a big thing of that, didn't he? Our centre back steps into midfield. Yeah, I don't know. Is that going to still be the idea? You like to play that, trying to play that expansive football. You can do it against we believe you can do it against the poorer nations, but there's not many poorer nations now. They're stopping you. They have a plan to stop you doing that. So, yeah.
That was really where Kenny fell down, wasn't it? Where he looked like he turned a corner. Anthony Barry, brilliant, got found out, couldn't adapt. He was just trying to put square pegs in round holes just to fit into a system instead of adapting, and that's the problem. You hope now John O'Shea or somebody, whoever's with him, Glenn Whelan and all that, will be a bit more switched on to actually adapt.
You know, I hope these games go well. Obviously, we're excited and when we go to both matches and things, you know, but I hope that at the end of these games, we're not hoping that we had John O'Shea in centre defence and Glenn Whelan actually in front of him.
well, we'll see what happens there. Stephen Ring, the two wing backs in the back five would be Manning and Festi. Ideally, that was the question I asked of Stephen in his in his team. Graham Farrell, he's not even an out and out centre forward. Smodics, he's a class act. McNamara is a good player too. Wonder if Sinclair Armstrong would be called up. He's in decent form too. He's bagging him in. Probably the 21 still, is he?
He will be in the under 21s, still. But now it's an opportunity for him. He's done well with QPR and he's scored a great goal off the bench the other day.
He might be on the standby list, actually.
Yeah, a bit of bias, obviously, QPR, the Irish R's and Declan and stuff. So we get a good kind of feedback off Declan about how he's getting on, which is good. And obviously watching other Irish players playing against QPR.
Stephen Ring, thoughts on Tyler Goodrum being called up or will he leave him at the under-21s? I reckon he'll go to the under-21s.
Yeah.
Lovely player though, Goodrum. He's League One, is he? Tyler Goodrum. He looks like a super player. Yet again, one of those, if he can bring that level up through the leagues... He's also somebody who can just magic, absolute magic. Graham Farrell, if he does go, which I hope not, Kelleher, maybe Chelsea as Sanchez is awful. Won't sell him to Chelsea. Although actually, you know, you say that now, but clubs will have to deal with other clubs because of the financial fair play implications. Yeah. Look at Newcastle. Like, they're going to be selling players and they have to move players on because of FFP. Graham Farrell, no, David, it was about Smodics. There you go, Martin. It wasn't about, but, you know, the Matt thing, Orange Central.
Oh, it was Bachelor Mix, was it?
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Good lad. Graham Farrell. And yes, lads, I'm fine. Haven't heard you have been on. Haven't heard when you've been on. I miss so many pods. Well, Graham, we are on most Sundays at 9:30 live. We do just go on the YouTube channel. Hit subscribe on the YouTube channel. Lansdowne Road, just pop it in there, and we do State of Plays normally Tuesdays and Thursdays. We're going to do a live one this Thursday, 10:30-ish, as a reaction to the squad being announced. But most Sundays, 9:30. We would have been 9:30 this week. I just wasn't very well. I was a bit touch of flu. So, yeah, there you go. But great to have you back on, Gray. Most Sundays, 9:30. Chinnock Roy, Andrew Moran for midfield. Andy Moran, he'd be in the under-21s, won't he?
I would have thought so, yeah.
Joe, feels a long time ago now with his lack of games this season, but I thought Omobamadeli looked impressive pushing forward when we played well against Portugal way back. Very long time ago, that. He is a fabulous player, needs a run of games, needs a run of games, stay away from injury, but he's a fantastic ball-playing centre-back. Tim Callan, I have a feeling Notts Forest. That's about Gallagher. Don't call him Notts, Tim. Jesus. I did that before. Graham Farrell, Coleman will be in it, but unfortunately so will Doherty. I have a feeling too. Stephen Ring, shouldn't a new Arne Kippy release in this window? This window last year was when the Gastori won, debuted. Maybe there's trouble in paradise and we have to sack them off. If only, Stephen. But yeah, I reckon it would make sense too. Shane Brown, will Kerr have any saying over team matters, quad selection, etc.? Be interesting seeing how anti-Kenny he was. Interesting point there. But I don't think he will he have much to say. I think he's a, do you know what, if I'm being honest with you, I think he's a token gesture. I'm not having a go at Brian Kerr. But I think, and I actually said this on the State of Play the other night, the last video, I think he's a token because Lee Carsley, I think, wants him involved in some capacity and they've gone. Because you remember Kevin Kilbane wrote about it in the article. Mm-hmm. Here you go. Because he said, it was a collaborative effort between Canham and John O'Shea. And in my opinion, it's fucking put him somewhere. he wants him.
Get him on side. Get him on side.
Get him on side.
It's the voice of...
And you know what? If it heals the wounds for Brian Kerr, if it heals that wound and it gets him involved and it's better for Irish football, fair play. We must learn a lesson. And Cap Fraser, says Felix Unger, Nathan Fraser, the Wolverhampton Wanderers player born in Wolverhampton Wanderers.
It won't matter, they're non-competitive.
That is very true. Good point. Martin switched on. Dave McGuinness. And we talk about the article when Kenny compared himself to Klopp. We need a giggle on a Monday. I mean, look, any manager, and we're not going to go on a rant here because it's old news, but look, most managers, very rarely you ever see a manager of any level put their hands up and say, yeah, I got it wrong. They'll blame everybody. It's like players. So, yeah, I wasn't impressed with that interview. I like Stephen Kenny. Lovely fella. But yeah, you know, he'll have his grass and he'll have his thing and he'll turn around and say, yeah, I think it was this, you know, but we all know what happened. We've talked about it here. The poor selections, being found out, not being able to adapt, you know, not expanding a squad in November 2022. That, for me, killed it. But yeah, Shane Brown, and would love Nathan Collins get a chance as a holding mid. Lad loves to carry the ball forward. But you know what? Was it Graham? Was it you, Graham? If you're still watching, somebody said that on this podcast a while ago. We went, nah, about Nathan Collins playing holding midfield role. And you know what? I think he was absolutely spot on. Well, anyway.
It was mentioned before, yeah. And then there was speculation that it was going to be the thing. Yeah, that was going to be something they were going to try and he was asked about it and things. But
yeah,
we need him to defend and stop long shots.
Just press the midfield.
The basics, yeah.
Do the basics. Graham Farrell, Gavin Kilkenny is playing with Lyle at Fleetwood on loan from West Ham. Jesus, Cocos. Do you remember Cocos, Graham? You a dub? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a dump, wasn't it? I remember I saw a lad at work and I was at Cocos. A guy I worked with worked in the Argos up in Liffey Valley. And I saw him, I was like, oh, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we left. And then I saw him a few days later. I was like, He goes to me, you never guess what happened to me 5 minutes after I saw you. What happened to you? Got stabbed.
Jeez, lovely. Welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that Martin the Greek? If you know, you know. Graham Farrell. Yeah. The old tick is out there. And to about Sam Curtis. He is a saint. Graham Farrell says, I'm a Saints fan. He is class. Sam Curtis, defo, one for the future. Currently at Sheffield United. Will be playing in the Championship. Definitely one to look out for. Dave McGuinness, I think he's injured at the moment, but Mark McGuinness should be looked at when fit. Cardiff, isn't he?
Yeah, I like him. Yeah, very good. Really loud he was. Him and Omar Bamadeli, I saw him in Wales on the under-21s money years ago now. Lockdown, I think it kind of was. Or coming out of lockdown. But yeah, both are really good, and they've kicked on. Afolabi, I think, played that day as well. And Connor Noss was in midfield. Connor Coventry maybe played. It's a good little team looking back at it. Leo Connor was captain.
I remember that. It was during lockdown, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, but they were both centre-backs, but they were really loud. And you know, there was no one at it. But, you know, I like seeing the communication from centre-backs. I like the ones that boss it.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Sorry, just see. We'll get to it in a second. Stephen Ray, I think Omar Bamadeli could slot into midfield. He's quick and can pass a ball as good as anyone in the Ireland squad.
Oh, true. We're all ignoring Cyrus Christie. He's still playing, isn't he? We're all struggling for a midfielder.
Jesus Christ. Well, it's coming off Martin O'Neill, eh? Cyrus, yeah. When was the last time you played midfield, right? Yeah, about when it was five. In you go, son. Nuri Nurik, it's midnight. Wrap it up, lads. We have jobs in the morning. And then Chris responds, not many in Nuri getting up for jobs in the morning. I love it. We are going to wrap this up. Last couple. Aaron Cashin might be due a call of two, says Stephen Ring. And Graham Farrell says, that's grand, Dave. We'll do that regularly and tune in. That is 9:30 most Sundays. At 9:30 we are live. If not, we try to do a cheeky one on a Monday. Tuesdays, Thursdays, we tend to do State of Play. But go on the YouTube channel. Subscribe. Yep. They're all there.
Subscribe. Do what Dave says. Subscribe and tell 10 people that you follow the podcast and get them to subscribe as well.
We are. We. It's crack. It's great crack. You can have your opinion and we can have a proper, honest, grown-up conversation and sometimes about Irish football as well. Stephen Ring, what do you make of Neil Lennon saying at the weekend the FAI told him they were looking for a manager with club and international experience? Does that point to Poyet with his club experience over Carsley?
I didn't read too much into it. I didn't listen too much to Neil Lennon.
Oh, Jesus. No, I still, to me, for what it's worth, Stephen, I still think it's going to be Lee Carsley. I'm just looking at all the tokens, all the, you know, all the carrots, caveats, whatever you want to call them, being handed over to, you know, Brian Kerr and, you know, softening the stance. You can have who you want. You can play whatever style you want from. Has to be 4-3-3. You know, you have to have FAI coaching staff. Now it's, oh, well, you don't have to. You can pick whoever you want. You can play whatever style you want. But, you know, it would be nice if you had some of these FAI lads here as well. Just saying. And Brian Kerr, I just think it's going to be Brian Kerr. Sorry, not Brian Kerr. I think it's going to be Lee Carsley. I think you're going to hear a lot of, you know, nonsense coming out of these managers. They're going to be asked on it and they don't want to give the game away and, you know, they don't want to mess up any possible future opportunities. I think he's going to Aberdeen, isn't he? Neil Lennon, Neil Warnock stepped down. So Jamie McGrath, I blame him on that. Felix Unger, I can't understand why Collins has not tried midfield. Why not? Give it a go. Joe, has Mark McGuinness a chance of making the squad with John Egan out and Duffy missing games? I think he's injured on Mark McGuinness.
Yeah.
Graham Farrell, yeah, it was somebody that said it. I replied and totally agree with it. He could do that role. It was. Yeah, well, it wasn't you, Graham. Sorry. And Graham says, yeah, Dave, Drimna born and bred. Born and raised, wasn't old enough to get in there when it was open, but it did have a reputation as a dive, all right. Yeah, it was a dump. I'm a Clondalkin man myself. Not quite village, a bit north. Felix Unger says, I've been saying it, Collins in midfield for over a year. Fair enough. Good man, Felix. And the last comment goes to somebody not in Ireland, in sunny Florida. Shane Brown, only 10 past 8 here in Florida. Don't forget, this is a global show for a global audience. And yes, it is, Shane, and we hope you are well. That's going to wrap it up there. Thank you. Brilliant interaction as always. Thank you so much for coming on. Your support has been amazing. And we are very excited about the upcoming window. We're going to have It all kicks off with the squad reaction show this Thursday, live 10:30 p.m. Why not? We're going to do a recorded. Let's do a live one. So we will be live on the Facebook and the YouTube. We won't have a podcast this Sunday. It's Paddy's Day. Martin just wasn't having it. I wanted to do it. I'm teetotal. But Martin said, absolutely not. So there you go, Martin. There's the bus. No, there's the float. Paddy's Day float. Throwing you under the float there, Martin. But we will be back the following Wednesday for a live preview, window preview next Wednesday. So no podcast this Sunday. Podcast on Thursday. Sorry, I'm confusing it. Podcast on Thursday, 10:30. No live podcast on Sunday, but a live podcast the following Wednesday. We will be at the games. We will be doing the whole live pre-match, live post-match reaction. If you see us around Dublin, do say hello anyway. I can't wait for it. But listen, guys, thank you so much for your support. As always, if you like what you hear, love what you see, hit that subscribe button. Scan that QR code. Head over to our Facebook, Instagram, and our Twitter. And we're going to see you on Thursday. We're going to see what the squad, what it all brings. I cannot wait to see. And I'm David Dunn. He's Martin Prendergast. We are Lansdowne Roar, and we are out of here. We bid you a very good night, and God bless.